I'm often asked the question, Bobby, what is it that you do for a living? And you know, I really struggle to respond to that question. This is Bobby, and welcome to another episode of the IT Contractors Podcast. This is a show where I share authentic stories covering almost two decades of hard-learned lessons. I take you from my grassroots of being a systems engineer straight into the boardroom with messages that are agnostic, allowing you to apply those to your professions, your business, and even your personal lives. I suspect I'm not the only person this happens to. Let's say you're having dinner with new friends, and inevitably somebody asks the question, Bobby, what do you do for a living? And you know, I really struggle to answer that question, and after I've fumbled a really bad answer, I'm usually met with this confused look. And it's not because my answer was too technical or too complicated, it's because I have no idea how to frame a coherent response. And inevitably, I always get the same follow-up question, what is SAP? Now, that, on the other hand, is a question that I can answer, and the topic of today's episode. The best introduction to SAP is actually to explain what ERP is. And to do that well, I want to walk you through the history behind what the digital transformation is. Now, this is one of those buzzwords that's flooding the market. And no matter what department or discipline you work in, I suspect many of you have come across this in, let's say, leadership town halls or sales meetings. The sales hype and marketing drive by vendors and advisory groups have almost made it look like that what we used to do before were analog transformations and digital is something new. But the truth is that businesses have been going digital for decades. The reason why I'm going to tackle what might feel like two different topics together is that ERP and digital business actually have this codependent relationship and a combined history. So what is ERP and this relationship that it has with digital? Enterprise Resource Planning. That's what ERP stands for. And that's what SAP software supports. It allows an organization to manage every resource within its enterprise. And it does that across a multitude of different industries. In fact, I don't think there's an industry it doesn't exist for anymore. I mean, there are niche software solutions for oil and gas, retail, real estate, and even most recently, government resource planning. However, ERP and digital often get confused with just being about software and technology. But you might be surprised to hear that it's actually more around people and process. If you think about every process or business function an organization needs to run, or even departments that it needs to manage to either sell, manufacture, and distribute goods and services, there's an ERP-centric solution to every single one of those problems. The best way to introduce you to an ERP process is to start with one that we can all relate to, and that's receiving a paycheck, getting paid. This is probably the primary reason that we go to work, which is why we man machines to produce goods, coordinate activities in a distribution center, or even drive trucks to deliver groceries. And with all of those examples, I've just introduced you to a whole raft of ERP processes, from managing manufacturing to supply chain and logistics. Every ERP business process, in some shape or form, finds its way back to a core, and that core is the general accounting ledger. This records all payments coming in and going out, and if you use payroll as an example, once you've been paid, that's a record of a payment going out of the business's bank account. And it's really important to briefly touch on SAP Finance, because that's a gateway into the origins of SAP. When ERP products are implemented centrally, and what I mean by that is one system that supports the whole business, it provides an organization with a complete transactional and digital record of every historic business transaction. And you can look at that as effectively a business's own blockchain. And when you've got that type of data available to you, it can be immensely powerful for decision-making, auditing, and even reporting. So how is this linked to this whole concept of a digital transformation? SAP started off as a general ledger accounting solution back in the early 70s. And in my opinion, that was the real birth of this digital revolution. Today, the term digital is being coined as something new, But this goes back to the point that I made earlier in this episode, that their organizations have been going digital in their processes for decades, and SAP was a pioneer in that space. Let's briefly swing back to processing a payroll, and imagine we have this fictitious company that has a factory in the UK and one in the US. Now, both of these factories have their own payroll systems that feed into separate accounting ledgers. Neither of those payroll or accounting systems talk to each other, so this view over an organization's transactional blockchain isn't possible. You effectively have silos of data everywhere, and for reporting, you may even need another system to join that data together. So this is a really good example of where you would apply a digital transformation. To change the organization structure to do this centrally, as opposed to doing it factory by factory, and apply a standard process for running payroll and updating a central ledger. The technical solution would be an ERP software product such as SAP. And even if you do this centrally, you can still apply country-dependent customizations. And what I mean by that is local federal tax structures, as an example, between the UK and US are completely different. Of course, these silos still exist today. And one common scenario could be the result of an acquisition where a company, let's say, buys more factories, but hasn't necessarily got around to introducing those new factories to standardize processes and a central system. And this is where it can start to get a little murky, because it's also not uncommon to have standard or even consistent processes, but separate systems. And there are a multitude of reasons why a company might want to do that. However, there's a danger that I might just start taking us down a rabbit hole. So I think this is a good point to stitch the tail end of the story together. And that's what a digital transformation and its relationship with SAP is all about. It's about standard and consistent processes, and people are integral to a process for which you need to have the right organization structure in place. A change in culture is also needed to adopt this not so new way of thinking. And it's only at that point where technology comes into play to provide solutions to those types of business problems. And you know, it almost feels as though I'm bringing us back round full circle to the opening question of this episode. And in fact, if I just quickly reflect on that question, what is it that I do for a living? I think I can now answer that better than I ever have before. Inevitably, I provide technical solutions to solve those types of business problems that I've spoken around today. And of course, there is more around it, and I have lifted this up, but I think it's interesting to provide that grounding for upcoming episodes and blog posts, especially through the lens that I see ERP and digital through, is it provides the right context, and I think you'll find that valuable. In my next episode, I'm going to challenge myself with an exam question. Are all digital transformations created equally, either within a sector or between sectors? And I've got two very good examples to walk you through. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave feedback. I would love to hear from you. And feel free to recommend the show to your friends and colleagues. And if you're not already subscribed, hit that subscribe button so you're notified once new episodes are released. If you have any questions or any topics that you'd like me to discuss, then feel free to get in touch. All my contact details are available at theitcontractor.blog, and I reply back to everybody. I'm Bobby Jagdev. This is the IT Contractors Podcast. Thank you for listening.